Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome everyone to Trashy Divorces, everybody's favorite good podcast about bad relationships. I'm Alicia. Hey there, Stacy. You've got a story from the land of sports ball today?
I do indeed. Yes, it is a cheating scandal roiling the world of women's soccer over here in the U.S. That would be football to the rest of the planet. This is the story of the sudden divorces of pro soccer stars Ashlyn Harris and Allie Krieger, and the equally sudden romance blooming between Ashlyn and actress Sophia Bush, who also recently filed for divorce.
Flags on the play.
Yep.
Everywhere. Before we head out to the pitch, is that a magic mirror I see? Want to give these folks so many thanks for joining us over at patreon.com/trashydivorces for bonus divorces, dumpster dives, nightcap chats, and so much more. Stacy, who needs the love?
Thank you so much for joining us, Chelsea D, Violet L, Laura F, and Brenda M.
Holy cats, y'all are simply the best. We really appreciate your support over there. We appreciate you coming back to listen today. Stacy, let's get this ball rolling.
Let's go, go, go.
So, Stacy, we are really kicking the ball to you. You got a few lady footballers for us this week.
I do. Alicia, recently the sports world has been rocked by the story of a new love flowering between a big-name player and a certain celebrity. No, I'm not talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm talking about U.S. Women's National Team soccer star Ashlyn Harris and One Tree Hill actress Sophia Bush. And if the story were just about a budding romance, it would hardly merit mention here on Trashy Divorces. But there's a lot more going on, and it's creating sharp divisions in the pro soccer world and among fans. You see, neither Ashlyn nor Sophia were single when things seemingly started to heat up between them, and Ashlyn's sudden divorce from her wife of 4 years, fellow U.S. Women's National Team star Allie Krieger, has prompted reaction from fans, teammates, and former teammates. The pair, who dated for close to a decade before tying the knot in 2019, have been something of a soccer power couple, both having played on the 2015 and 2019 World Cup champions teams. Allie was also on the 2011 U.S. Women's National Team. They were not champions, but close.
This is so messy.
Made even worse by the fact that in their 4 years together, they have adopted two, count them, two children.
Oh.
Yes. So there's just that added layer of ick sitting atop the whole Sunday of ugh. Sophia was married too, although it sounds like her soon-to-be ex-husband, Grant Hughes, definitely not Hugh Grant, which was how I read that headline the first time I saw it and was deeply confused. Anyway, Sophia's soon-to-be ex-husband, Grant Hughes, is being publicly supportive of her new relationship. This is a fairly new situation. We've only known about this for about the last 10 days. So let's meet everybody involved. We'll get into why sports fans and assorted looky-loos are so mad about the end of Crashlin, as they are called.
Oh, break this ship down for me.
Ashlyn Michelle Harris was born October 19, 1985, in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and would often tag along with her older brother's friends, skateboarding, surfing, other Florida youth activities. She played club soccer with boys' teams when she was young, then was an extremely accomplished high school player, winning the state championship her junior and senior year, leading to her being the top recruit in the nation. Here are a few of her high school era accolades from her Wikipedia page. She was named 04 Gatorade Player of the Year, 2004 NCAA Player of the Year at the end of her high school career, Ashlyn Harris was a four-time Parade Magazine All-American, a four-time NSCAA Youth All-American, and a McDonald's All-American. She was the first female to be named to four consecutive Parade All-American soccer teams. She was named Florida Player of the Year for her last 2 years in high school. Harris also made All-Conference, All-District, and All-States teams for all 4 years. In her 65 career games at high school, she recorded 50 shutouts and had .29 goals against her on average.
Good Lord.
She's a goalkeeper.
I probably should
have brought that up. Anyway, she headed to North Carolina to play, you know, for the Tar Heels at college, but she went through several grueling seasons sidelined by injury after injury after injury before coming back strong. As noted, she plays goalie, and after finally getting a couple of relatively healthy seasons in her junior and senior year, she was off to the races. It's worth also mentioning that she had been active throughout her career in, like, her various age brackets in the national scene, so she repped the U.S. as an under-16, under-17, and on the under-19 team as well. She was a big-name player.
I'm just mystified at the level of dedication you have to have in your life to commit to sport.
And
like
starting
this.
So young.
Yeah,
starting
incredible.
So young. After college, she played for various National Women's Soccer League teams, but it was her inclusion in the U.S. senior national team, starting in 2009, where her public renown would really develop. And also, of course, is where she met her soon-to-be ex-wife, Allie Krieger. Alexandra Blaine Krieger was born July 28, 1984, in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, and grew up in Dumfries, Virginia. Her dad was a professional soccer player and coach, and was in fact her coach for a dozen years at the outset of her playing career.
Oh, wow.
In high school, she was a three-year team captain and led her team to their first undefeated season. She was also a three-time first-team all-district player, twice an all-Virginia AAA selection. She was an all-Met honorable mention her sophomore year and was a first all-Met selection her junior and senior years, as well as the Washington Post's Player of the Year as a senior and Gatorade's Player of the Year the same year.
Well, you can really see how they got together.
I just cannot imagine being that driven to do anything when I'm 15. It's so impressive. These student athletes, these like elite student athletes are so impressive. Allie went to Penn State to play right back and center back for the Nittany Lions, where her record was pretty epic. She was Big Ten Freshman of the Year her first year, then NSCAA All Mid-Atlantic Region First Team Honors. I hope I'm saying these correctly. All Big Ten First Team Honors and Academic All Big Ten Honors her second year. Her junior year took a turn when, ahead of a big tournament, she broke her leg so badly that it required surgery. A few months later, she began experiencing shortness of breath and was diagnosed with pulmonary embolisms from blood clots that had developed in her leg post-surgery and triggered 6 mini heart attacks. She was told that if she had gone to bed that night instead of going to a hospital to get this checked out, she likely would not have woken up again.
And she's a world-caliber soccer player?
Mm-hmm.
This is some overcoming obstacle story.
Yes, but Allie was not done with soccer, as perhaps we've noticed, not by a long shot. Her recovery included several months of self-injections of an anticoagulation drug, but she was back in time for her senior year with the Nittany Lions. This season would net her the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and Penn State's MVP award, as well as NSCAA All Mid-Atlantic Region First Team Honors, All American First Team Honors, All Big Ten First Team Honors, etc. She's a good soccer player is what I'm saying.
That is simply incredible.
She also played with U.S. women's professional teams, as well as in some in Europe after graduating, and was, of course, active with the women's senior national team from 2008 on, which, again, is where she met Ashlyn. They would play together with the Swedish Tyresö FF, I hope I said that right, starting in 2013, where they and a number of other American players could make a year-round go of professional sports. You go play in the European leagues in the U.S. offseason. Obviously, their paths took them through 2 FIFA World Cup championships over the ensuing decade, but also brought them tightly together. While playing for the U.S. national team around the turn of the last decade, Ashlyn would explain to People magazine in 2019, at the time of their wedding, We became really close friends and we just hung out. We clicked and we had so much in common. She would go on to say, we always sat next to each other on the bus and on flights and kind of we just talked about our dreams and our hopes and what we wanted to do one day when we grew up. Because at the time we were kids. The rest has kind of been history. Here we are 9 years later and we're going to be getting married this year. So Allie, who is 1 year older, said that it was Ashlyn's creativity and ambition that drew her in, telling people, I find that so attractive and the way she makes me a better person. I think I'm very quiet and reserved. Since being with Ash, I really feel like I've blossomed into the woman that I want to be, and she's helped me become the woman I am. Both of them say that they had kind of kept things on the DL from, you know, in a public sense because they didn't want to become a distraction for their teammates or sure. for just the U.S. women's national team. Allie says, we wanted to be professional and make sure that we showed up every day and did our job. And it wasn't just because we were together. It was because we love what we do and we're really good at what we do. And that was most important for us. Ashlyn popped the question during a picnic at Clearwater Beach in mid-September, just a few days after they finished playing their final game of the season. As they took a selfie together of the sunset, Ashlyn held up the ring to Allie's surprise.
Aw. This story is just so wholesome.
Right? It would be, if only it would stay that way. So this is Allie speaking. It was a really good time because I felt really on the same page with her and really excited about our future and talking about our future plans with kids and family and things like that. It just was a really good time. I was really surprised because it just seemed like another weekend getaway for us. I wasn't thinking about it at all. Ashlyn adds, it was just us and this beautiful scenery, and I was just like, she was making me laugh. She wanted me to take pictures, and here I am. This is what I'm going to be doing the rest of my life. It just all froze, and I was like, this is it. What a difference a few years makes. Well, this is probably a good spot to take a break.
To leave us on the wholesome part of the story, whatever could go wrong.
Which is over now. And when we come back, we'll meet Sophia Bush.
See you on the flip.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
What could go so wrong?
Alicia, if there's one thing I know about a good cheating scandal, it's that you can't have one without someone to cheat with and someone to cheat on. Introducing Sophia Anna Bush. Born July 8, 1982, in Pasadena, California. As far as I know, no relation to those Bushes. Sophia was a student athlete in high school. She played volleyball, but the Westridge School for Girls required students to participate in the theater arts program if they wanted to graduate. Sophia later said, part of my school's requirement was to do a play. I was really irritated because I wanted to play volleyball, and I had to go do this play, but there was a moment after the performance when I realized I had gone and been somebody else. I thought, if I could do this for the rest of my life, I'm set. It was like love at first sight.
Maybe that's why they want you to take a theater course.
Sophia did not start small as an actor either. In 2002, she's like 20. She was cast in National Lampoon's Van Wilder opposite Ryan Reynolds. And in 2003, she landed her breakout role in the WB's One Tree Hill, playing the character Brooke Davis. This is a coming-of-age drama set in the fictional Tree Hill, North Carolina community. This also starred Chad Michael Murray, and this would become a bit of a problem for young Sophia.
Tristan. Chad Michael Murray. Tristan on Gilmore Girls. Man.
It would also become a bit of a problem for young Chad as well. You see, shortly after getting work on the series, Sophia and Chad, born August 24th, 1981, started dating, becoming engaged in 2004, and actually, for the love of all that's holy, getting married in 2005. to which I have written in my script, too young, Cheerins, too young.
So young, they're babies.
Babies. And as proof that they were too young to get married, I must report that the marriage lasted all of 5 months and may have included some sort of feature appearance by one Paris Hilton back in her wild child days. She's doing great these days. Anyway.
5 months.
5 months.
Oh, Tristan.
Yes. So flashing back to 2005, 2006 or so, when Paris Hilton was working on a film called House of Wax with Chad Michael Murray, I can neither confirm nor deny the rumors that the pair had a little something-something going on at the time. But what I can say is that Sophia did not initially file to divorce her husband, Chad. She initially filed to get an annulment of her marriage to Chad, arguing that it had all been a fraud.
Interesting.
Again, these documents are private. There is some online chatter about, like, your new husband is not the person you thought he was, is not grounds for an annulment for reasons of fraud. But my theory, again, Paris Hilton or not, my theory is that he actually had an ongoing relationship with someone else predating their marriage and continuing into it, and that is why she filed for fraud. But that is just me guessing. I have no knowledge.
Speculation warning.
Yes. Anyway, the court disagreed that this was fraud, and again, the specific details and arguments are not public, and so all of my guesswork here is speculation. But they did divorce in 2006. Oh, and then they kept working together on the show for years. It lasted through like 2012. Oh, and to make matters even chippier, Chad promptly moved on with another One Tree Hill cast member, then 18-year-old Kenzie Dalton, which must have been super, super peachy for Sophia.
Trashy. That is just cringe-ola.
Chad and Kenzie would be together through 2013, so the end of the show.
Wow.
Yeah. In any case, one down, one to go for Sophia, but she's a smart person and did not race into another relationship and definitely did not race into another marriage. She had a bunch of projects simultaneous to One Tree Hill, including movies like John Tucker Must Die and The Narrows with Vincent D'Onofrio. And after the show wrapped, she was cast on Chicago PD as Detective Aaron Lindsay, which let her bop around to the other two shows in the franchise, Chicago Fire and Chicago Med. They call it the second city, but really, isn't it the first? Anyway, for her 4-year run on the show. Sophia had several relationships in the intervening years of various durations, but whether they were with co-stars or, you know, business executives, none of them clearly worked out. One thing that did work out was that Sophia joined the ownership group for the National Women's Soccer League Los Angeles expansion team back around 2020 and had apparently long run in the same social circles as many of the U.S. Women's National Team players. Among the other investors in the ownership group is the wife of Trashy Divorces alum Glennon Doyle. That would be Abby Wambach, former U.S. Women's National player herself.
We're so glad for them in the world.
Yes. And in June of 2022, she married her boyfriend of several years, the businessman Grant Hughes, not Hugh Grant, in a ceremony at the Philbrook Museum of Art in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mazel! Except what all is coming next. Let's take another quick break here. And when we come back, we will get into Le Scandale.
Back in a minute.
Alicia, I can't quite figure out if Sophia was in person, in real life, friends with Ashlyn and Allie, but she was a big booster of their love and family on Instagram. She congratulated them when they got married and praised the growing family when they adopted their first child. What a wonderful social media friendship. And now those comments are all out there for the world to point out and laugh. And then, in June of this year, there was a conference, where Sophia and Ashlyn sat on a panel together, and that, as they say, was that. One friend told Us Weekly, sparks flew, but we only learned that it was happening at all about 10 days ago. One source told the Daily Mail that Ashlyn came back from the conference, ended her marriage with Ali, and said there wasn't even anything to discuss.
Oh my God.
Don't know if that's true. It's the Daily Mail, but whew, yeah.
Weekend conference.
Just over. Yep. Sophia filed for divorce from Grant at the beginning of August, after just 13 months of marriage. And Ashlyn filed for divorce from Ali in mid-September, a situation that Ali's Wikipedia page describes as being blindsided.
Oh, this is so messy.
Grant, for his part, Grant Hughes, not Hugh Grant, so we're clear.
I got that.
Hugh Grant does not actually make an appearance in this story. I just keep mentioning him. Anyway, Grant, for his part, has made the right kind of noises when asked about his soon-to-be ex-wife's new relationship, saying that he supports anything that makes her happy.
That's, which is the correct answer.
That's nice, yeah. Ali Krieger has been a bit less sanguine.
Oh, no.
Posting a shot of herself in uniform on the field with the caption, "Preparing for playoffs while in my Beyoncé Lemonade era."
Oh, no.
A reference, of course, to Beyoncé's song about her idiot husband's infidelity.
Beyoncé's album.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Lemonade.
Oh, and the post went up on Ashlyn's birthday, naturally.
Ouch.
Ali also removed Proud Wife from her Instagram bio, which appeared to confirm to her social media followers that, yes, this is happening. So while Grant Hughes is trying to make the best of a bad situation, Ali is more willing to hand it over to the court of social media opinion and get on with her life. Her brother responded to her Instagram post with a comment quoting lyrics from Beyoncé's Don't Hurt Yourself, writing, "This is your final warning. You know I give you life. If you try this shit again, you're gonna lose your wife."
Oh.
He continued, this next comment has apparently since been deleted, but he wrote, "Love you and so proud of you. Those hoes ain't loyal, but me and your fans are."
Oh, no.
Social media users went a little nuts on the post, remarking on Ashlyn being a two-time World Cup champ with lots of two-timer indeed type commentary. As always, more heat than light, I don't know. Even current and former teammates, including Crystal Dunn, Alex Morgan, Sophia Smith, Midge Purse, and Jessica McDonald, all weighed in one way or another, but basically seeming to support Ali over Ashlyn. And that is kind of where things stand right now. The world of professional women's soccer has been turned on its head, and Sophia Bush is catching some backlash as well. That said, I saw that Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater were out in the town recently, so maybe Ashlyn and Sophia have a natural double date opportunity right there for the taking. As trash cans go, this is a decidedly messy situation, and Ashlyn and Sophia both definitely get quite a few themselves. It's an ugly start to a relationship, but if this ends up being the one for them, I guess it happens how it happens. I don't know. Just, you're in a long, happy relationship, and then you're just like,
and
yeah.
And then you sit on a panel over a weekend.
And boom, you just go home, like, not in love with you anymore. Like, woof.
2023 has been rough on relationships.
It has.
Thanks for bringing us that. Well done in being current and hep to all the different things going on in that story. That was remarkable. Not Hugh Grant.
I can never pass up lesbian soccer drama, Alicia.
Yeah, I see a few penalties on that one. In the box. I'm trying to remember on my soccer terminology.
Right.
Thank you, Stacey, for bringing us that. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in to listen. We appreciate you being here. And for your kind reviews and emails and telling your friends about Trashy Divorces.
As always, you can check out our other podcasts. Those are Trashy Royals, where we're currently playing up some of Queen Victoria's grandkids. And you have Done and Done.
Oh, we are beginning the deep dive investigation into the Von Bulow affair this week. It is going to be pretty good.
All right.
Done and Done will get you that on Monday. Trashy Royals Thursday if you're looking for a little bit of extra trashy listening within your week. Again, thanks one and all for joining us today. I'll be back on Wednesday with a brand new trashy divorce. In the meantime, We want y'all to have a fantastic beginning of the week.
Absolutely.
Keep those hands clean.
Keep your hearts trashy, friends.
Big love, everybody.
No penalty kicks.
Score. Bye. And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacy and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's store on Instagram, and definitely drop into Ratsy's store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.